From Washington, this is VOA News. Russian forces increase hold on Crimea. Missing Malaysian jet may have turned back. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Russian forces are tightening their grip on Crimea as authorities in the breakaway territory push their plan to join Moscow. Russian forces took over a Ukrainian border post on the western edge of Crimea, trapping about 30 personnel inside. A Ukrainian military spokesman says Russian forces now control 11 border guard posts across the territory. Ukraine's interim prime minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk vowed Sunday not to give up a single centimeter of territory. Mr. Yatsenyuk will meet Wednesday with President Barack Obama in Washington to discuss the standoff over Crimea, a strategic peninsula in southern Ukraine with a Russian-speaking majority. Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel told Russian President Vladimir Putin in a telephone call Sunday the planned Moscow-backed referendum set for March 16th was illegal and is a violation of Ukraine's constitution. Officials investigating that disappearance of a Malaysian airliner with 239 people on board say radar images show the missing jet may have inexplicably turned back before vanishing. Malaysia's Air Force chief gave no further details on which direction the Boeing 777-200 flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing went or how far it veered off course before disappearing early Saturday. A massive search and rescue is underway off the coast of Malaysia and Vietnam. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
At a news conference Sunday afternoon, Malaysia Airlines told families to expect the worst. The airline is making arrangements to take family members to Malaysia by Monday morning at the earliest. The revelation that two of the passengers on board were using stolen passports and questions about the identity of two others raised concerns that the flight's disappearance was the result of a terrorist act. Malaysian Transport Minister Hishamuddin Hussein says he has spoken with international intelligence agencies.
The counterterrorism units, CTIs and CTUs, from all the relevant countries have been informed.
The Malaysian Airlines flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing was a Boeing 777-200. A plane air safety experts say has an almost spotless record. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Vietnamese authorities say a low-flying plane had spotted a rectangular object in waters about 90 kilometers south of To Chu Island, the same area where oil slicks were spotted earlier. In southern Iraq, a suicide bomber killed at least 42 people and wounded 157 others when he detonated an explosive-filled minibus at a crowded security checkpoint. The Sunday attack set on fire 50 cars, killing those trapped inside as they were awaiting their vehicles to be searched. The bombing hit at the northern entrance to the Shiite-dominated city of Hilla, about 100 kilometers south of Baghdad. There's been no claim of responsibility for that attack. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States supports Iraq as it battles against al-Qaeda militants who have taken control of a town in Anbar province. But he says the U.S. will not send any troops to Iraq, calling the battle their fight. Secretary Kerry made his comments before leaving Jerusalem for Jordan and Saudi Arabia, where he'll discuss his efforts to broker peace between Israel and the Palestinians. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Elizabeth Ashton says there is no guarantee that nuclear negotiations between Iran and the West will lead to a comprehensive deal when talks resume later this month. Ashton spoke Sunday alongside Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in the Iranian capital, Tehran. Western powers accuse Iran of efforts to develop nuclear weaponry with its ongoing research, while Tehran repeatedly insists its nuclear work is for peaceful objectives only. Libyan Navy and pro-government militias have sent boats to a port held by a rival militia to stop a North Korean flag tanker from exporting oil sold without government permission. The government's banned militias from selling crude oil directly to the world market. Libya's Prime Minister Ali Zidane is threatening to bomb the tanker if it does not comply with Libyan government orders. William Clay Ford Sr., the last surviving grandchild of Ford Motor Company founder Henry Ford, has died. He was the father of William Clay Ford Jr., currently the executive chairman of the automaker. The elder Ford died of pneumonia at his suburban Detroit, Michigan home on Sunday. He was 88. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on our website at voanews.com.